Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our premiere edition of So Random Saturday. Now, you might be wondering, So Random Saturday, and it being Monday, at least Monday most places in the world. Well, we're doing So Random Saturday on Monday because my lovely co-host, Karina Gonzale from South Africa, we were having some tech issues over the weekend and just now got them resolved. So I'm absolutely excited about that. But we didn't want to not do this show. It was our premiere show on So Random Saturday, and we were so excited about it, we wanted to get it in one way or the other. So we are doing that here today on Monday. So if bear with us, it's So Random Saturday on Monday, where everything is possible and anything can happen. We are on the Coach on Fire radio network. And I've already talked about the tech issues between Karina and myself here in the USA. She is in Johannesburg, South Africa. But first, we will introduce Karina here in just a minute. But first, let me give out the phone number today. And if you would like to join us on the show, we're going to be talking about what scares you. And our phone number is 646-716-7979. What do you say we roll the title, Karina?
Coach on Fire Radio.
The future is coming. You gotta catch it if you can. The magic's unfolding. You can hold it in your hand. We can touch tomorrow today. Make some memories that never fade away. Put your hand on the future. Share a dream together around the world. With a voice from every country, a face from every land. Celebrate the future. Hand in hand.
All right, as Matthew McConaughey would say, we are ready to go. And before we get to our topic and I introduce Karina, I want to start today with kind of a fun, random thought. I had to laugh the other day when I saw that cotton candy. Now, we all love cotton candy. We see it at carnivals, at Disney, fairs. Anywhere where you seem to be having fun, you're going to find a cotton candy stand or someone making cotton candy. But I was really, really amused to find out it was actually created by a dentist. Can you believe that? Yep, it's true. A dentist by the name of Dr. William Morrison, I'm not sure how many years ago, but many, many years ago, created cotton candy. Now, cotton candy, as you know, is nothing but pure sugar. It's not good for you, it tastes yummy, and it is certainly bad for your teeth. So what in the world was a dentist doing creating cotton candy? I have no idea. The only thing I can think of is he wanted more business. In other words, the Dentist Full Employment Act. So anyway, I thought that was really, really funny. But speaking of dentists actually scare me. Whenever I'm driving to the dentist, and unfortunately I have to go, I am anxiety-ridden. I hate it. I start to play the grinding sounds, even when they're just cleaning your teeth, in my head. And I am just scared to death going in there. Now the hygienist and the dentist all know that, and they try to make me feel real comfortable. But I push through it, and of course, I always feel better after I come out. But I'm afraid to death to go in. And one of the things we're going to be talking about today is the difference between a paralyzing fear and being scared and pushing through that scary part. So I think it's time to bring in my co-host, the lovely, vivacious, fun, and entirely unpredictable Karina Gonzale. And as I said, she's all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, which is exactly 10,101 miles away from me. She's a partner with Intent Limited and just an absolutely incredible transformational coach. Welcome, Karina.
Wow, Marco. I just love that welcome. That's really, very good. Thank you. Thank you. How are you today?
I am good. And how is everything in Johannesburg?
It's beautiful here. We're having really, really hot weather, so it's very cool.
Yeah, it's. I'm in Boise, Idaho, as you know, and it is raining here a little bit, but we have been in a severe drought, so any precipitation is appreciated for sure. Karina, before we get on to today's haunting topic of what scares you, I wanted to check in with you about your random thoughts for today. You have any random thoughts for us?
Oh, yes, Michael. I found something very interesting. Do you know that soy sauce is like 10 times, 10 times more antioxidants than wine? Okay. I am going somewhere with this one. Now, someone just took a day. Someone in 2013 took a day to drink a bottle of soy sauce. And what happened is he had a seizure and went into coma because obviously it was sodium overdose. So that is very interesting considering that I think we should avoid too much soy sauce. Probably it would be a good thing. But, when they rushed him to the hospital, the doctors did manage to so it was a story. Ended up all well and good. Another interesting mark, which you probably don't know because you are in the UK. Have you heard of the Sokoloshe, Michael?
I have not, Karina.
Oh yes, the Sokoloshe is a little man. Okay, takes on many forms, and it's a creature that most of the people here in South Africa are scared of because it's malevolent, and some people can tell it to go and send you off and do horrible things to you. So what a lot of people do is break under the under their beds, so their beds are elevated. So when they come into their rooms, they can see if the Sokoloshe is hiding somewhere. So that's also quite an interesting thought. I thought that that links quite well with our scary theme.
That's really interesting random thought, Karina. And can you repeat the first one? You were breaking up during that. Well, I got soy sauce. And someone drinking a bottle of soy sauce, and what happened to him? If you could just repeat that, because your connection was breaking up just a bit as you were trying to explain that.
Okay, so his brain went into overdrive. He went into a seizure and eventually into a coma. They rushed him off to hospital, and the doctors did whatever they do right, and they did save him anyway. But I'd say that. Pretty scary. Don't invest too much soy sauce. It could be quite harmful.
Okay, then. Well, what do you say, Karina, that we get started with today's topic on what scares you? And I just wanted to kind of introduce it a little bit. We are going to talk a little bit about the difference between fear and what scares you. And fear is kind of like a roller coaster ride. It takes you up, down, around, and jerks you from side to side. But in the end, that adrenaline rush results in a priceless high, a victory of kind of mind over gravity. And that thrill when you're done is something that's just absolutely amazing. So what do you say, Karina? Are you ready to ride?
I'm ready to ride, Michael.
Then let's go. How are you feeling, Karina?
That was a good ride. It was a bit scary initially, but hey, that was awesome.
There you go.
This is an awesome ride. Thank you, Michael, for taking me with you. Very cool.
I enjoyed writing with you, Karina, very, very much. And unfortunately, many people never ride. That fear becomes paralyzing, and roller coasters scare them. And in my view, fear is an idea-crushing, success-stealing, love-losing, fun-busting dragon, and we need to slay that dragon. So, Karina, why don't we get ready to slay that dragon and destroy what scares us? And I want to do one thing before we get started with that. I want to give everyone fair warning here that this could be a little spooky. So we will be right back after this warning.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. There's no turning back now. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Actually, we have 999 happy haunts here. But there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers? If you insist on lagging behind, you may not need to volunteer.
Count Michael, thirsty, Karina, my lovely, let me bite the net.
Okay, so my fire accent isn't so good, Karina. But anyway, what do you think, Karina, what do you think fascinates us with being scared? Halloween, haunted houses, the whole horror genre within movies. We seem to be fascinated with being scared. What is it about the human psyche that allows us to be scared? And how do you distinguish that from a paralyzing fear?
I think people just love it. They just want to go in, and a lot of people live vicariously, Michael. So if you go to a movie, you can live through someone else's life and walk away. So that's being scared, I think. Whereas I'm saying fear is a deeper, it's much deeper, it's a deep kind of feeling. So maybe feeling, being fearful of being ridiculed, for example, or being fearful of being abandoned, or exposure. So it's probably something deeper, as opposed to being scared when you're going literally into that horror movie just to have a thrill for a bit and live through someone else's life for a little bit. Those are my thoughts. What do you think?
Well, I think that you can distinguish it this way, Karina. I think fear is an emotion. And it can be a kind of a negative emotion in that it can paralyze you into not doing anything at all. And that being scared is kind of moving through that fear. You can be scared and you can get through it. And this quote's overused, but John Wayne, the legendary actor John Wayne in the USA, who did a lot of Western and cowboy type of movies, in addition to many others, but John Wayne said, courage is being scared, but saddling up anyway, or something to that effect. That's kind of a paraphrase. And I know that quote is overused a lot, and you see it associated with fear all over the place. But in effect, that's what being scared is. It's saddling up anyway. Fear is something that is so negative. Fear is something that is so negative that it paralyzes you. It keeps you from taking action. Let me give you an example. A few years ago, I was in Seattle, an absolutely gorgeous city if it's not raining. And I tease the people of Washington that the state colors up there are gray and grayer because it seems to rain all the time. And for all of those of you in Washington, send your emails to Karina at not to me. But anyway, we were riding up in the Space Needle. And it's very expensive. It's like 20 USA dollars, Karina, just to drive up. But it's got a gorgeous view of the Pacific Ocean and the entire city of Seattle. And this guy that I was riding up with covered his eyes all the way up because it's kind of got a glass and you can see all the way up. And it is very, very high and very, very thin, and it is scary. But you do it for the thrill and for the view. But why pay 20 bucks or so, whatever it was at the time, if you're going to cover your eyes? He was so paralyzed by the fear that he couldn't enjoy going through this amazing wonder of the world, the Space Needle in Seattle, for example. Now, as you know, Karina, because we've talked about it, when I worked for President Reagan, being kind of the shortest guy on our staff that was at this location at the time, I got to ride on a Navy jet. Was I scared when I got into that cockpit and the captain fired up the engines? You bet I was scared. But it didn't paralyze me to the point of not taking action, of not wanting to do it. And I think far too many people don't move through what scares them. And that comes into the emotion of fear, and it paralyzes them from virtually doing anything. Sometimes that's called a phobia. For our purposes, I think we just need to call it fear. So I think what we want to talk about is, how do you slay that fear dragon? Now, Karina, I know when we were talking pre-show, you had a construction cleaning business, a highly successful construction cleaning business at one time, and it just kind of happened by accident, and you were afraid and fearful. So why don't you walk us through that and how you got through that fear and created this highly successful construction cleaning business?
Thank you, Michael. Yes, it was just happened by accident. I got called in to do a quote for quite a big construction company. And, of course, I didn't really have a clue what I was doing. I just fell into this business. So I made the appointment and I said, okay, I can do this quote. And it's so interesting how I stopped myself and sabotaged myself to the extent that I got lost. I could not find the place. I dragged my feet eventually, and which was a good thing was that this manager actually, I don't know, for whatever reason, he wanted me to come and do the quote. So he kept phoning me, and eventually I did go and was a huge job, an hour late, okay, which was, I was terrified, and I did not have a clue what I was doing. But I quoted, got the job, and I did business with him for 3 years after that, but that was the scariest thing ever. I was so terrified within myself, and the only woman, I mean, it's a male-dominated industry. I was the only woman doing this, so it was all very, very scary for me. But I just did it. Somehow I just got through it, and it was worth it in the end because we got a lot of work, and they gave us a lot of referrals. So that was that story. The best thing to do is just do it, I guess.
Oh, to just do it. Okay, the Nike slogan, just do it. I think that's a good one. And the other thing that a college professor once told me, that zero risk equals zero progress. And I think that is such a profound statement, because everything we do in life, whether it's love, whether it's a business, whether it's a program, if you're a coach or an online, expertise, entrepreneur, everything we do has an element of risk to it. And if you get it in your mind that you're so fearful of failure that the risk is just not worth the chance, then that fear is going to paralyze you. So how do you get through that fear? And the way I do it is to remember that quote, zero risk equals zero progress. There is nothing in life that doesn't have a risk. And so many people want to go through life with no risk whatsoever. They want a zero risk society, a zero risk society that hinders progress. It hinders love. It hinders business. It hinders relationships. It hinders virtually everything you do. Think back to the individual in Seattle that was covering his eyes as we traveled up to the Space Needle. That kind of fear prevented him from enjoying something that was spectacular. Well, if you have a business and you have a program or you have an idea and you're afraid that it might fail, and that fear prevents you from going forward with that idea, then you are not making progress and you are not going to achieve your dreams. And that, I think, is so unfortunate for a lot of people. So, Karina, we also talked about a very, as tragic isn't the right word there, but a very emotional, rough time for you when you decided to leave your now ex-husband several years ago with a very young son and virtually no money or anything else. And that was a very fearful situation for you. So why don't you take us through that and how you were able to pull the trigger and actually walk away from a very, very unhealthy and unhappy relationship.
Mark, it must have been the most scariest time in my life to make that decision and to actually get the courage to walk away. I'm Italian, as you know, and Catholic, well, was Catholic. So when you get married for life regardless. Whether the relationship is good or bad, you're married for life, and you need to stick by your husband no matter what. So we need to and love and stay. It's very comforting and very, very scary, because if I was feeling like if I leave this relationship, I will go to hell for sure. And I know it's really quite silly, and it's talking to you right now, it sounds like, oh, really? But it was a traumatic time. And what do you do? How do you take your son, and how do you leave this? Anyway, eventually, long story short, I did leave. I picked up my son and said, not enough, enough, and I walked away. It took me 3 or 4 months to actually be there. And I was working with my ex-husband at the time. I didn't have a job. I didn't have anywhere to go. And I just decided, well, either I die with my son or I walk away. And it wasn't that he was abusive. It wasn't that. It was just emotional, just destroying. So that's what I did. I was lucky I had a good, got a very good support structure. So that was good, but it was very, very good. One thing I think we must realize when we're in a situation like that is everyone uses is we need to stay together for children. Those children get destroyed. My son was, he was 3 years old and he still was 2 now. That's how emotionally draining the situation was. So when I moved away and we walked away, things changed and he grew up and we survived. So it's very, very scary. You need to just decide, well, either you live or die. What are you going to do? And you just take the chance. Just do it. You always get back on you. You just got to have the courage to do it.
Okay, Karina, we got some of that, but it was breaking up a lot. During that. So I hate to do this to you, but why don't you walk us through that again? And I know that's tough, and that's a tough one to have to walk through again on here, but I want to make sure, because what you're saying here is profound and transformational for a lot of people. So I want to make sure that they get that and they can hear you clearly. So let's try to walk through that whole, walking out and leaving a unhealthy and unhappy relationship.
Okay, Michael. So like I was saying, relationship unhealthy, no communication, just when getting on, it was time to move on. I decided, well, either we stay in a relationship and my son ended up dying, literally, or I pick him up and walk away. It was perfect. It was okay. Emotionally, I could not do anything. I was looking with him or for him or whatever. I didn't have a job and didn't even think I could do anything. But I decided, okay, this is it. So I took my son and I was away. I was lucky because I had a good support structure. My mother was there, my family was there. I was very lucky there. It still was very difficult to do because of my background. I'm Italian. I was Catholic at that time. That's something you don't do. You just stick to husband regardless. Doesn't matter. You need to, the marriage is for life, and that's the way things are supposed to be. So that was an added conflict for me. But I did it. I did it, and I walked away. I suggest that to anybody, obviously, never ever stay together for the children. That's the cop. My son wasn't sleeping through. He was 3 years old and he was sick, actually. My mother got sick because he felt the emotional turmoil in the house. When I left, he flushed and his face is awesome. So I suggest you need to realize that you're worth it and you don't deserve to be treated badly and you don't deserve to be in a relationship like this. Take a chance and move away. Think about yourself. Think about your children. Yes, that's about all, really.
Okay, thank you for sharing that difficult story, Karina. I know that I can relate to that a little bit. As many people, you know, or a few people know, because I mentioned it a couple of times on the air now, that I lost someone very close to me, a wife tragically in an auto accident years and years ago. And I jumped into another relationship very, very quickly because I just didn't want to be alone. And clearly, you know, in hindsight, the wrong thing to do. But I had to then, you know, kind of live with that situation where I had jumped into a situation that was entirely all wrong for me. And I had to get out of that and I had to walk away. And unfortunately, in that short period, she had gotten pregnant and we ended up having a wonderful son. So there was something, you know, good that came out of that relationship. But from a healthy relationship standpoint, it simply wasn't, she was not the one for me by any stretch of the imagination. And I jumped into it. All my friends tried to talk me out of it, including my family, my father, and my sisters, because they knew that, you know, this was not right, but I would have none of it at the time. And, you know, and perhaps it was, you know, destined to happen so we could have that son and then learn something from it and move on. But, you know, trying to leave someone after such a short period of time was very fearful, and I had to think about it a long time. But the love, the chemistry, the connection, the healthiness of a relationship that I was so fortunate enough to have, you know, prior to this particular relationship, was very, very, you know, difficult to walk away from that. But in the end, it worked out for the best, and it took me, you know, a lot of sleepless nights, you know, to pull that trigger. I did it fairly quickly, but in the end, it was the right thing to do. Was it scary? Yes. Did I move through that fear and get over it and get what needed to be done done? Yes, I did. And I think that's something that's so esoteric, Karina, is how do you come up with a process or a formula that we can give people on how to move through a paralyzing fear so they can take action and do what's right for their business or for their relationship? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think, unfortunately, when you're in a situation, you lose sure, your confidence, you lose everything. So you have to and realize and you don't need to be in a situation. For you, the way I see it, Michael, is that we're so scared to be alone because we're conditioned. Society conditions us that, you can't be alone. Whereas you spend time with yourself, a little time every day, you'll realize how brilliant you are, and you'll realize that it is okay to be alone. And it is okay to wait for that right person to come to you. And you have that awesome relationship as opposed to just going into a relationship because it's so hard, it's so scary to be alone. That's what I think.
I think that is scary. And again, I go back to that quote, zero risk equals zero progress. Now, you know, the good news here is, for me, is that I have found now someone who is the one. And it hit me very similar to my first wife. Happened very, very fast. And that lightning bolt just kind of, Cupid's arrow just kind of struck me. And I went, practically, love at first sight before I ever knew anything. I went, this is the one. And we've had a wonderful relationship for several weeks now, and it is exciting. It is thrilling. And I didn't have that with the other one. But going back to this current relationship, is it scary? Oh, you bet. It's scary. What if you get rejected? And I know, Karina, you and I have talked about that rejection. The fear of rejection can lead you to not leap and not take that jump and not explore a new relationship. It can also lead you in business to not go after that next client or that next prospect because you're fearful of being rejected. And so it's more comfortable to just not do anything. And had I done that and had my love interest done that, we would not have created this magical, wonderful, amazing relationship that just, the connection between us is just mind-blowing. It is just absolutely incredible. And I've been fortunate enough now to find that twice, and I'm simply not going to let it go because I'm afraid of that rejection. And I know, Karina, you and I have talked, a lot about the fear of, rejection. And how do you get through that fear of rejection? And do you follow that quote that zero risk equals zero progress, or do you have something else that comes to mind that helps you get through it?
I think practice, Michael. How many times I've looked at that phone that I have to phone in its life, and that phone becomes the biggest monster in my life. Eventually, it just triggers. I have to and make that call. And I think it's just practice. And with anything, basically, most of the time, our brains and our minds create this monster in our heads, and we just ruminate, and we see things, and we plan things, and we believe things. When we pick the phone and make a call, the person is probably really, very excited to see us and wants to make the appointment. But we've made our life such a misery because we've created a monster in our head. So it's all about controlling your mind and not allowing our minds to control us. And taking that chance, I think it's that leap of faith. I keep thinking of the jester in the Middle Ages who used to go around and talk to everybody, and that's how they had the news. And he had to just go ahead and take the leap of faith and do what he had to do. So I guess that would be a good life. Just take it. And the worst that can happen, what's the worst that can happen, really, is that someone can say no, but half the time that someone says yes and you have a wonderful business relationship or a before romantic relationship. If you don't take that chance, you'll never, ever know.
Okay, awesome, Karina. That is very, very nice. Let me give out the number just in case anyone would like to call in and talk about how they have overcome fear or literally what scares them. And again, the guest call-in number is 646-716-7979. You are listening to So Random Saturday on Monday today on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And up next on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, I believe Tuesday night, is Wendy Berry at 7 p.m. Central Time with the magic of midlife. I know Wendy's got an awesome guest planned. I don't have the notes in front of me for who that is, but Wendy does an absolutely amazing job. I know I'll be listening. I know Karina will be listening, even though it's way in the middle of the night when Wendy's show happens for Karina. But anyway, listen to Wendy, 7 p.m. on the Coach on Fire Radio Network at 7 p.m. Central Time for the magic of midlife. Here's the phone number one more time. If anyone would love, we'd love to have anyone join us and join in the discussion on fear and what scares you. And that phone number is 646-716-7979. Okay, Karina, I want to go back a bit to our fascination with being scared through horror, through movies, through haunted houses, and how we're fascinated with that, but then the fear actually paralyzes us. I think that's a discussion we didn't fully explore a little earlier in the show. So what are your thoughts on that?
Sorry, my
okay, Karina, you're breaking. That went completely blank. You not only are not breaking up, I'm not hearing you now. So are you back?
I'm back, but I didn't hear okay. You.
Okay. It blanked out here for a second. So why don't we start that over? The fascination with being scared and how that relates to a paralyzing fear, where we're fascinated with being scared. We want to be scared, but then fear stops us from doing what needs to be done in a paralyzing or phobic fashion. Did we lose you again, Karina? I'm hearing you just a bit.
Yeah. Lost.
There we go. Now you're back. All right, now let's try. Now let's try that question. You're back.
But you've gone away.
No, I'm here.
Okay, you're here.
I'm here. So go ahead and what are your thoughts on that, Karina? Our fascination with being scared, we love it, yet fear gets in the way of progress.
Sorry.
I'm losing you again, Karina. Not a sound. So tap the microphone or get a little bit closer. Okay, now you're coming back again.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear you pretty well. So why don't we start that again?
Okay, good.
Oh. Okay, go can. Ahead.
Okay, so Michael, I didn't hear the question.
Okay, the question was, in the world, we're fascinated with being scared coasters, haunted houses, the horror genre with movies. We're fascinated with that. We want to be scared. We want to have that thrill of being scared. Yet when it translates into a phobic fear that paralyzes us from taking action on relationships or business ideas or whatever it is, how does that fascinating scared, and how does it relate to the paralyzing emotion of fear that prevents us from taking action? Why do we love one thing and we hate the other that forces us to do, not forces us, but allows us to choose to do nothing because of that fear of rejection? So because that fear is so paralyzing and the risk we don't want to take. Are you understanding that question okay?
Okay, I think so. You did pick up occasionally, but we'll try. Okay. So you, I understand is that we go out, go to movies, we go to horror movies, and we sit and we watch this, and we get horrified by movies and rides, and that scares us. But we can walk away from that because it's something that we're watching, and I said before, it's someone else's life. It's not really our life. It's a game almost. Whereas if we come back and we relate it to the fear of rejection, that's deep. because who knows what happened. Maybe something happened to your children or something random. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Or something happened, you were rejected when you were a teenager, for example. That's deep. That's deep, and that is like such an unconscious, deep feeling that it's overwhelming, and we don't really know where it comes from or what it is. So it's very hard to actually get over it, because we don't know what it is. Whereas if we can get to the root of it, find out what is it, how, what happened, why, we can eliminate that fear and move on. So that will make it easier, so because we won't have that fear of abandonment, for example, because we'll have released it. Does that even make any sense?
I love that answer,
Michael.
Karina.
Now, Michael, thirsty, Karina, my lovely, let me bite your neck.
Are you scared, Karina? Are you very scared? Does Count Michael the vampire scare you, Karina?
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel much, much better. All right, let's get serious again here for just a second. We've talked a little bit off air, Karina, also. I mean, our show is called So Random Saturday. And while we have random in the title, is anything really random after all? I know that you're very fond of saying there are no coincidences. So if there are no coincidences, Karina, is anything really random after all?
No, Michael, I don't think anything is random. There's always a reason for everything. It might sound really, really fatalistic, but if we look at our lives and in hindsight, of course, if something happens, you look at it now and you just feel, oh, okay, happened that. But in hindsight, you'll realize that things happen for reasons other things can happen. So you might miss, if you're catching a bus, you might miss the bus and the bus crashes, for example. Or, I mean, that's really very macabre. But, or you might join a Facebook group and meet a whole new community that will take your business to a different level, for example. So there's no randomness. I don't believe that at all. What do you believe, Michael?
I do not believe there is very much that is random at all. I know, our show, So Random Saturday, goes to just kind of random thoughts, and we're going to be talking about something random. But is even that really random? Because we come up with a topic that we think will be fun, and was it predestined? Did the universe give that topic to us because we think it would be a fun and interesting show, something to do that is different on a Saturday? Is that even random? I don't think so, because as you say, there are no coincidences. Everything, that's a tough word for me to say. Let me say that again. Coincidences. Okay, there we go. I got it right. Yay. Sometimes pronunciation is not my strong suit, Karina. So, as you know, when I was first trying to learn your last name, but now I've got that down, Gunsley. So, very, very cool. So, anyway, I agree with you in that randomness is, if there is absolutely no randomness, I don't know that I would go quite that far, but most things are not random. Most things are in perfect order, in the perfect time, at the perfect place. And it is destined to be what it is. For example, I'll go back to the relationship. Why did it take so long to find the one? Because the timing was perfect. Was it while it appears that we met randomly through some crazy thing, no, that wasn't random either. That was meant to be. That at that time, I was meant to meet that person, and that lightning bolt was meant to hit me. And the same for her. At that time, it was meant to happen. And everything conspired to bring that in at absolutely the perfect time. So it wasn't random after all, because nothing really is random after all. And I have no idea what that sound is, Karina. Is that coming from you guys over in South Africa?
I apologize.
Okay.
I bet it's gone.
What was that, a bird?
No, it was a grandfather clock.
Oh, the grandfather clock,
yes.
Yeah. Ah,
yes,
does the grandfather clock have
really
a cuckoo bird in it?
No, it's just my grandfather's clock. And
yeah, my grandfather's. So. It's a grandfather clock. That was your grandfather's clock. Very cool. I actually I was growing up, I actually had my parents had a grandfather clock that was my grandfather's clock, too. So how cool is that?
How
is
cool
that coincidence?
Is
that coincidence, Karina, or random that I had a grandfather clock that was owned by my grandfather and that you have a grandfather clock owned by your grandfather? Random coincidence? What do you say, Karina?
Random coincidence? Nah, I don't think it's coincidence. It's probably just the way it's supposed to be.
The way it's supposed to
what
be?
Do you think?
Okay. I think the way it's supposed to be, I couldn't put it any better. So any other thoughts today on what scares you, Karina, on how to move past fear, on how to get our listening audience to create a triumphant life? And even today, if they're being fearful about something, what would be your advice? Something that they have a paralyzing fear that they just can't seem to get over, that they just don't want to take the risk because they're afraid of that rejection. What one piece of advice would you give them to get over that today?
Okay. Sometimes, Mike, it's very difficult to get over a fear. You probably need someone to force guide you, help you along, because you don't know where you're going. And you just need someone to say, you know what, this is fine, this is okay, this is the way we should go, or what do you think? And with that, then you can take that risk and go, because you've got someone almost carrying you. So sometimes you need someone to carry you along the way just until you're ready to fly. But other times you just need to take that leap of faith and just do it. Just go ahead and take the risk and just do it and see what, like I said, what's the worst that can happen? You get rejected. It's not a big deal. The more you get rejected, the more you get used to it, and life just carries on. So take that risk. Just take that leap of faith. Don't know where it will take you to.
Yeah, and I would say all of that is really, really good advice. And I would go back to, my overriding philosophy in life. Actually, there's two, and I'll give you the second one here in just a second. But we've talked about it a couple of times on today's show. Zero risk equals zero progress. If you want to move forward in your life, you have to be willing to take a risk. So how do you get over that fear and that phobia of taking that risk? Well, I go back to what Karina said. Just do it, because you will get through it. And as she says, what's the worst that can happen? So you fail. Walt Disney declared bankruptcy, or was close to it, almost three times. Colonel Harlan Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame, and I don't know if you guys have Kentucky Fried Chicken over there or not, Karina, so I apologize for that. But Kentucky Fried Chicken is kind of a fast food restaurant started by a very interesting man in his 70s by the name of Colonel Harlan Sanders. And he decided he needed to supplement his retirement check. And all he had to his name was an old beat-up station wagon. And he said, well, what can I sell? What do I have that I can sell to supplement my income? I'm still, I might be 71 or 72 years old and have white hair and wear a white suit, but I've still got some value. what can I offer? He says, well, you know what? I've got this chicken recipe that people really think is yummy. They really, really like it. So what did he do? He put kind of a cooker, a portable stove into his beat up old station wagon and started driving to restaurants around the country. And he says, I've got this chicken recipe and here's what I'll do. I'll give you this chicken recipe if you give me a percentage of every plate of chicken you sell. And most of the restaurant owners says, hey, you crazy old man in a white suit, get out of my restaurant. You know, and he would walk out and he would go to the next restaurant and he would walk out and they'd say, hey, you crazy old man, you belong in a straitjacket. Get the hell out of my kitchen. You know, get the hell out of my restaurant. What are you doing? Go home. And he would walk out and he would go to the next one. And you know what? On the 1,001 try, he got someone to bite, mostly just to get rid of him. You know, figured, oh, okay, this is a crazy old, nice old man, you know, we'll take his recipe. And they had tasted the chicken, and then they started making it, and it became remarkably popular at this restaurant. And he used the earnings from that restaurant to start one of the largest, most successful fried chicken chains, fast food fried chicken chains in the entire world. You even see them in China, Australia, and Karina, you said they do have them in South Africa?
Yes.
There you go. And yes, I know you're a vegetarian, so you don't eat chicken, but it is a very, very cool story. That persistence, that it didn't bother him that people were calling him a crazy old man in a white suit. Didn't bother him. He went from one to another to another. Walt Disney, when he started Disneyland, that had to be incredibly scary. And especially when they started on a day where they weren't ready for prime time with a celebrity-ridden soft opening. They had women's heels, yes. People wore heels to Disneyland in those days, if you can believe it, in 1955. They wore heels and they were getting stuck in the concrete. Drinking fountains on a very hot day in July were turned off just so the restrooms would work. Half of Tomorrowland wasn't working, but Walt wanted to open anyway because that was the date he promised. Was he scared? You bet. But was he fearful of opening to the point where he was going to delay that opening? No, he wasn't. He worked through it. And he worked through it by what Karina says. Just do it. All right. I think, you know, those are a couple of motivational stories that can get us pumped up for a magical Monday. You have anything at all to add to that, Karina? We've got a few minutes left here. And let me give out the number one more time if someone wants to call in at the last minute. Phone number is 646-716-7979. And also, don't forget the marvelous Wendy Berry with Magic of Midlife, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. That's 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can get more information on that on the brand new Coach on Fire Radio Network Facebook page. And you can get there by going to facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio. I'd also like to say, before we get back to Karina with her final thoughts, that we have a brand new So Random Saturday Facebook page. And it's a little more difficult to read that link because we don't have a custom link for it yet because we need 25 likes and we aren't quite there yet. So Karina and I will both be absolutely honored if you would search on Facebook So Random Saturday and go and like our Facebook page. And hopefully by the next time we do this show, we will have a custom link that we can read right here. Also, to learn more about Karina, there are bios of both of us on the So Random Saturday Facebook page. And you'll get archived versions of our shows and lots of different content. I think some of Karina's awesome videos are going to be on there shortly. And I'm going to be posting some great content on there as well. So, Karina, final thoughts on being scared and fear, and how do you think today's show went?
I think it went pretty well. Thank you, everybody. Just take it, do it, and don't give up. And, Michael, I think the show went pretty well. What do you think?
I think it did. I think we had the usual, you know, breakup, which we're going to work on very, very hard and get that. But I think it was an absolutely awesome show, Karina. And I thank you for being a part of it. I thank you for being my co-host. I enjoy every minute of our time together, as you know. So I think this was an awesome show, an awesome idea. Actually, it was Karina's idea for us to do this show. So I appreciate that, and it's been fun. What do you think?
It's been fun. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for inviting me to this show. It's been very cool.
All right. Well, with that, I think we've got one more thing to play here just to keep you guessing a bit. Come back to wrap it all up.
Now I and a ghost will follow you home.
Are you scared again, Karina?
I'm
a
terrified.
A ghost is going to follow you home. All right, everybody. Great show, Karina. Thank you for being here again. Thank you to anyone out there listening. We've enjoyed it. I apologize to all the women out there. We ran out of time for Matthew McConaughey. So until next week, and we will have another great topic for you. And again, go to our So Random Facebook page, So Random Saturday Facebook page, to find out what next week's topic will be. That's a wrap. We'll see you next week on So Random Saturday on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. This is Michael Brooks with Karina Gonzalez, and have a super day and a magical Monday, everyone. Be great.
Thank you, Michael.